Canto 1, Chapter 12, 14, Text Number 12 to 22. शिवेशोद्यान्तम् आदित्यम्
शिवे शोधन्तमादित्यम्
अभिरौति अनलानना
अभिरौति अनलानना
माम अङ्गसारमेयोऽयम्
माम अङ्गसारमेयोऽयम्
अभिरेभति अभिरुवत्
अभिरे भक्ति भीरुवत
शिवा
शिवा
जैकल
जैकल
एशा
एशा
दिस
दिस
उद्यंतम
उद्यंतम
राइजिंग
राइजिंग
आदित्यम
आदित्यम
अंटू द सन
अंटू द सन
अभी
अभी
टुवर्ड्स
टुवर्ड्स
रावती
रावती
क्राइंग
क्राइंग
अनला
अनला
फायर
फायर
आनना
आनना
फेस
फेस
माम अंटू मी
अंटू मी
अंगा
अंगा
ओ भीम
ओ भीम
सारमेयः
सारमेयः
डॉग
डॉग
अयम
अयम
दिस
दिस
अभिरेभति
अभिरेभति
बार्क्स टुवर्ड्स
बार्क्स टुवर्ड्स
अभिरुवत
अभिरुवत
विदाउट फियर
विदाउट फियर
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Just see, O Bhima, how the she-jackal cries at the rising sun and vomits fire, and how the dog barks at me fearlessly. Please repeat. Just see,
O Bhima,
how the she-jackal
cries
at the rising sun, and vomits fire, and how the dog barks at me
fearlessly.
Purport. There are some bad omens indicating something undesirable in the near future. So we'll just read the translation of the next 10 shlokas. O Bhimasena, tiger amongst men, now useful animals like cows are passing on me on my left side, and lower animals like the asses are circumambulating me. My horses appear to weep upon seeing me. Just see, this pigeon is like a messenger of death. The shrieks of the owls and their rival crows make my heart tremble. It appears that they want to make a void of the whole universe. Just see how the smoke encircles the sky. It appears that the earth and the mountains are throbbing. Just hear the cloudless thunder and see the bolts from the blue. The wind blows violently, blasting dust everywhere and creating darkness. Clouds are raining everywhere with bloody disasters. The rays of the sun are declining and the stars appearing to be fighting amongst themselves. Confused living entities appear to be ablaze and weeping. Rivers, tributaries, ponds, reservoirs, and the mind are all perturbed. Butter no longer ignites fire. What is this extraordinary time? What is going to happen? The cows do not suck the teats of the cows, nor do the cows give milk. They are standing, crying, tears in their eyes. And the bulls take no pleasure in the pasturing grounds. The deities seem to be crying in the temple, lamenting and perspiring. They seem about to leave. All the cities, villages, towns, gardens, mines, and hermitages are now devoid of beauty and bereft of all happiness. I do not know what sort of calamities are now awaiting us. I think that all these earthly disturbances indicate some greater loss to the good fortune of the world. The world was fortunate to have been marked with the footprints of the lotus feet of the Lord. These signs indicate that this will no longer be. O Brahmana Shaunaka, While Maharaj Yudhishthir, observing the inauspicious signs on the earth at that time, was thus thinking to himself, Arjuna came back from the city of the Yadus. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmaini Shri Gurve Nama Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jay Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Shivaishodhyantam Adityam Abhirauti Analanana Mama Angasarameyoyam Abhirebhati Abhiruvat. Just see, O Bhima, how the she-jackal cries at the rising sun and vomits fire, and how the dog barks at me fearlessly. So Yudhishthira Maharaj is now describing the various bad signs, bad omens he is seeing around. And as we heard this, it's tough. It's not some small little thing, you know. And see, the Bhagavatam is so practical. It just tells you about the bad women. So you should be careful about them, you know, like, of course, the jackal cries in the evenings, the night, and here she's crying at the rising sun, which is rarely seen, you know. So that's one. And the dog barks at me fearlessly, he says, you know. Generally, dog is afraid of men, you know, like that's why that they bark. They want to push people away from their territory. Anybody, any other dog also. They are the territory owners. That's their nature. So here, they are barking at Yudhishthira Maharaj fearlessly, you know, as if nothing has happened. So that's a bad omen. And then, cows are passing on the left side. This is very interesting. Generally, we pass cows, you know, all the time. But in India, especially, the traffic is from the left. You know, you walk on the left side of the road. You don't walk the right side of the road. And so everybody else passes on the right side of you as you are walking. But here, he says, cows started passing on the left side, you know. And then, asses, the donkeys, they are circumambulating Yudhishthira Maharaj. So as we go, we will try to read some Sanskrit words for these with different animals. Shasta is cows. Dakshinam, who? Pashavaha apare. Less important animals, you know. Lower animals. Vahan, the horses. Horses are weeping. They are crying when they see Yudhishthira Maharaj. And that shows, more than anything else, that shows that animals also had a relationship with Krishna. They have a relationship with Krishna. They can't speak like us, but they express the separation. You know, we see that people who are keeping dogs and cats, you know, how they miss the owner or even the cow, you know. In Mayapur, our Guru Maharaj, Jayapataka Maharaj, you know, when he's almost a quarter mile away from the elephants, you know, where the elephants are, but he developed a relationship with an animal, I mean elephant, and when he used to cry, call from here, the elephant will reply, you know. He'll just say, Gauranga! And the elephant will reply. Now, of course, it's too crowded, it's difficult to for the voice to reach, you know, I'm talking of the old days. So that shows that there's a relationship. And especially if your relationship with human beings, then what about Krishna? Definitely the animals have the relationship. So now it says, Mrityu Dutaha Kapotoyam. Kapota. Kapota means pigeon, dove. Mrityu Duta. Generally, the pigeon is supposed to bring a good news. But here, things started happening the other way. He is bringing the message of death. The shrieks of the owls and their rival crows make my heart tremble. You know, owls are in the night and crows are in the day, but now they are simultaneously crying. Ulukaha, owl. And then Pratyulukaha, the rivals of owls, crows. So, this is another one. And their cry is such that he says as if they are trying to make a void in the universe. So, it's not ordinary. You know, simultaneously, so many crows and owls crying. Dhumra Disha Paridhyayaha Paridhyayaha Dhumra Disha. All the directions are filled with smoke. It appears that the earth and mountains are throbbing. Kampate Bhuh Sahadrivihi. Kampate, shivering. Bhu is earth. Sahavidra is mountains. Nirghatascha Mahamstata. Generally, there will be a thunderbolt when there are clouds in the sky. But here, thunderbolts are there even when there are no clouds. Clear skies and there are thunderbolts. So there is an English saying, bolt from the blue, you know. You might have heard this, bolt from the blue. That means unexpected. How can there be bolts, thunderbolt in the blue sky? But here we see in the Bhagavatam, it's there. Yudhishthira Maharaj could see that. And then the wind blows violently. Vayur Vati Kharas Parsho. Blasting dust everywhere. Rajasa Vishajrams Tamaha. Tamaha means darkness, ignorance. Asrag Varshanti Jalada. Ashranti. Asrag. Asrag means blood. So along with the rain, there is blood pouring from the clouds. That's a huge disaster, you know. You imagine that happens now, people will simply die of heart attack, you know. Suryam Hata Prabham Pasya. The sun's rays are also declining, then less hot. And the stars appear to be fighting among themselves. Graha Mardam Mitho Divi. Mitha among each other. Divi is in the sky. Sa Shankulaha being mixed with Bhuta Ganae. Bhuta is living entities. Confused living entities appear to be ablaze and weeping. Rodasi means weeping. Bhuta Ganair. Jwalite Iva Rodasi. Jwalite. The burning. Burning with fever, burning with, you know, worries. Nadyo. Rivers. Nadas. Nadash. Nadascha, and the tributaries, you know, small rivers. Kshubhita are all disturbed. Then Saramsi means, Saramsi is a reservoirs of water. So rivers, tributaries, ponds, reservoirs, and the mind. Cha Manamsi cha. You know, the reservoirs are also disturbed, the mind is also disturbed. No jalati agnir ajyena. So generally you light up the fire with the help of butter, ghee. But that was not happening. So Maharaj says, what is this extraordinary time? What is going to happen? He's really disturbed. And then he's seeing that na pibanti stanam vatsa. Pibanti, they don't drink stanam, the teats of the cow's udder, you know, from where the cows drink the milk. They're not drinking. Na duhyanti cha mataraha. And the cows are not giving milk. Duhyanti is giving milk. Na duhyanti. And the bulls are not enjoying the grass, you know. So this is all bad, bad. The deities are crying. That's something. Devatani rudantiva. Seem to be crying. Lamenting and perspiring. Svidyanti hi uchalanti cha. Svidyanti means perspiring. And uchalanti as if going out. They seem about to leave all the cities, villages, towns, gardens, mines, hermitage, the devoid of beauty and bereft of happiness. I do not know. So he's just expressing all these doubts in his mind as to why this is happening. Of course, as we saw earlier, he had an indication that maybe Krishna has left this planet. So he says there's some greater loss to the good fortune of the world. Now he comes out with the thing. He says, the world was fortunate to have been marked with the footprints of the lotus feet of the Lord. Ananya Purushas Sri Bhir Hina Bhur Hata Saubhaga. Auspicious signs, you know, that's all gone. Because Krishna was there, because his footprints were on this earth, everything was auspicious, everything was nice. But because it's not nice now, that means Krishna has withdrawn his leela. And we saw how Krishna's pastimes are not ordinary. They are divya. So this way, we come to this description comes to an end, you know, about the inauspicious things. And now Arjuna has come back. And now we'll hear what Arjuna has to say. Okay? So thank you very much. I'd like to stop here. Hare Krishna.